of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
A surprising new study is out regarding children with autism.
Researchers at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York reanalyzed an earlier study of millions of children. Their findings suggest that rare genetic traits inherited from parents combine in about 83% of autism cases in children. The author of the study published on Tuesday says the research doesn't give any information about specific genes or other direct causes, just that genes play an important role. The study is in Tuesday's edition of the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Small business owners across the country are boycotting the NFL as long as players are disrespecting the flag. Jason Camadoni has a story of one such business.
The owner of Vincenzo's Pizza in Saugus has posted a flyer on the front door saying he and his workers are 100% in favor of free speech and the right to a peaceful protest. The flyer goes on to say that he doesn't believe that disrespecting the American flag or the national anthem is the way to express those concerns. The restaurant will no longer carry NFL games until the players decide to stand during the anthem. The owner claims that most of his customers have his back.
Fast food chain Sonic is dealing with unusual activity regarding credit cards used at its drive-ins. Reuters is reporting Sonic's credit card processor told the company earlier this week of the activity. It may involve an unknown number of payment systems. Cybersecurity blog Krebs on Security added the activity may have led to millions of stolen credit and debit card numbers being sold in underground exchanges. USA Radio News.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Modern Design. Our show today is a little bit different. We have a guest calling in to us, and his guest is named Jerry, and he's with Hyonis Greenhouses. Jerry, are you with us?
I am.
Oh, good afternoon. Sometimes we did the show here for 3 years on the morning, and just recently got into the afternoon, so sometimes that old morning thing slips in. We're going to talk about the weather a little bit, and then we'll get into our program today, which is going to be quite interesting. So the National Weather Service is telling me that currently, this afternoon, we have beautiful sunny skies with a high of 86 degrees. Tonight, there's going to be patchy fog and a low of 83 degrees. On Thursday, it'll be another beautiful sunny day with a high of 76. On Thursday night, it'll be mostly clear with a low of 47. That seems a little cold. On Friday, again, trifecta, beautiful sunny day with a high of 70. On Friday night, there's a 20% chance of slight showers with a low of 49. On Saturday, another mostly sunny day with a high of 67 degrees, so it's getting cooler. Saturday night, there's a low of 44 degrees. And finally, on Sunday, again, a beautiful sunny day with a high of 69 degrees. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is Modern Design. We meet now each afternoon on Wednesday from 2 to 3, talking about everything about your home, your landscaping, your inside, your outside, and so on. We're going to take a couple of brief commercial messages, and we will be back with more of Modern Design on WHCR-DB. Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, home stager, and contractor for the past 20 years. Each week we try to bring you something different, a new facet of what's going on, and we do a lot of seasonal shows. So this is a show, or time of year, I should say, the types of shows I like to do are related to the fall, to the transition, and a lot of that has to do with the outside of your home. I'm very pleased to introduce my guest today. His name is Jerry Montervino. Hope I said that right, Jerry.
And you did, Rich. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, and he's with Hyonis Greenhouses in, I guess that's either Reddington or White House.
It's White House Station.
White House Station, New Jersey. A hidden gem, I would have to say, and being 20 years in this business, dealing with people with all aspects of their home, whether it be staging it for sale or just doing a landscape plan or ideas, something I found about a number of years ago through a client, and I said, wow, there's a wholesale greenhouse that I can go to, and really sort of a hidden gem. It's in a residential neighborhood. It's not necessarily, you know, big neon signs of where it is, but really a true gem and unbelievable volume and quality of plants and sort of something that was sort of I wanted to bring to the surface. So why don't I introduce you, Jerry, and tell me a little bit about yourself first and then a little bit about Hyonis.
Sure. I've been in this business for about 18 years. I'm one of the staff members with Hyonis. I handle some of the wholesale accounts and take care of some of the retail customers. Hyonis was started back in the late 60s, and the current properties that the facility is on right now were acquired in the late 1900s.
Wow.
We have 65 acres of outside production area and about 14 acres of undercover or greenhouse production.
It's a massive facility. So, and you said in the late 1960s, they actually kind of got started. And
right.
At that time, was it just to the trade?
Well, it was, at that time, they grew and basically loaded their truck up and went into New York City and sold the items to the vendors in the city.
Wow. So it just accommodated the city, and then you had the land out there to develop, grow, and then bring it into the city. And then how did that sort of evolve?
Well, this is second now. The company is being run right now by second-generation family.
Okay.
It's run by four brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And when they started to run the business, they realized there were opportunities to expand into more of a wholesale line.
Sure.
And then in 2006, they opened up the Garden Center for the public to visit.
That's amazing, that because I don't think a lot of people know that it's even there. Is that true, or is that a misnomer on my part?
No, we appreciate the exposure. We do have a good clientele here, but
mm-hmm.
it's always nice to have other people discover us.
Sure.
It's rather unique, too, because you get the opportunity to come into the greenhouse. You get to see people. We're ongoing operations, so you're coming in, you're seeing things being moved around, things being put here and there, so there's activity to look at as well as the great line of product that we do.
Sure. You know, I'm very much into plants and plantings. And, you know, I do a lot of staging for realtors, and a lot of that includes cleaning up the landscapes. And we're very, very conscious of what's out and also inside what plants are inside. And it's sort of kind of interesting yesterday when I came to see you guys that in the entry of your greenhouse, you had the most beautiful succulents I've ever seen, you know, grouped together nicely and so on. And then right next to that, I see the best-looking poinsettias, at rows and rows and rows of poinsettias in almost the same general area without any flowers yet, ready to go. So you do see a lot of activity when you are there. And of course, you go to the far back as far as the eye can see, as deep as the eye can see. You see wonderful mums and stuff in the back. So it really is quite an experience, and not too far. It's not that far off the beaten path. You're right off Route 22 in the eastbound lane. And that is Cottington Road, right? You'd make a right onto Cottington?
That is correct.
And then it's a residential neighborhood there. So you almost might think that, you know, you're on the wrong street. And then, of course, to the right, not too far in, a couple of houses in, there it is. So what are the hours there? I've gone and I've hit or miss with catching the hours. What are the hours of the Hyonis greenhouses?
Yes. Right now it's 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and 9 to 2 on Sunday.
Oh, you are open on Sunday. That's great.
We are.
Mm.
Also, we do have a web page where people can go on. There's a lot of information. It's hyonisgreenhouses.com. A lot of information on there. And also the hours, we will expand as we get into the heart of the poinsettia season.
Okay. Well, my listeners are usually hungry for information, and now we know that there's a resource out there to go to. Again, what is the physical address of the property?
It's 4 Coddington Road, White House, New Jersey.
4 Coddington Road, White House, New Jersey.
It's actually White House Station.
White House Station. I always get confused between the station. I always figured the station was the little center of town where the train station was. So it's White House. Yeah.
Could very well be, Rick.
Sure. And then you told us your facility is the number of acres just at greenhouses, what, 14 acres? That's just unbelievable.
Yes. We are on 3 different sites.
Mm-hmm.
One of the sites has quite a few greenhouses that are brand new that we just started to grow in maybe. Maybe it's our second year growing in there.
You know, let's get into the meat of it, because a lot of what we do is sort of almost, I could say, fashion-driven, and always spotting, looking for trends. I read a blog in conjunction with the site of what's trending and so on, and I always look for new ideas, cutting edge. If someone's going to hire me to go out and help them with their exterior landscape, get ideas or so on, or to give curb appeal, which is what I do very often with exterior projects, I look for things that are trending. Is there anything when you're doing the ordering or in the greenhouse now or anything you saw this year that's sort of new for fall?
Well, what we've tried to do, we try to respond to customers' requests or needs. Customers are looking for more upgraded pots or planters or hanging baskets, as mm-hmm. well as great recipes in these items.
Sure.
We've addressed that. We've upgraded. If you were to come in right now and look at the fall items,
mm-hmm.
some of the larger mums are in very decorative pots.
Right.
Nice full, a full look on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the items that basically customers are looking for.
Well, let's talk about the pots themselves, because one sure. of the things that I did notice, and I didn't take as much notice of it in other times, is that I thought you had some very interesting planters themselves. We did a show not too long ago of how to create a proper entry. Maybe when you have a house that's not a center hall colonial, maybe it's some sort of more of a contemporary house or something where there's not a sort of delineated front entrance. One of the ways to do it on the outside was create a proper entrance by putting some wonderful pots out and creating a statement. So I thought about that a lot when I came in yesterday, because I saw some very, very interesting exterior planters and pots on your side, just the bases themselves. And one of them that kind of was interesting to me is you had pots. They were smaller. They weren't very big pots, but they were the sort of like gunmetal gray color. I don't know if you remember that on the side wall there. They were a very pretty and interesting color.
Yes, they had mums in them, I believe.
No, these were just planters that were empty that you could buy the planter. So if you want to put plants in your house, or they had slightly bigger ones, they were sort of like a gunmetal gray finish.
Okay, we do have a lot of different colored ones out there.
It was so pretty, and I'm thinking if you have sort of like sweet potato vine or things that were citrus green, that combination of the charcoal gray and the green could be really awesome. Actually, it would work well with a lot of colors, and I think sometimes the bases are as important as the flowers in them, because they contrast beautifully.
Absolutely. We know we grow plants, but mm-hmm. we also are responsible for home decor.
Right.
So we are definitely step up that. And again, like I said, customers are definitely more looking for the full package. Also out there right now, we do have a great mum. It's an apple combo basket. It has 3 different colored mums with a Dracaena spike or a spike in the middle cascading. And then we have English ivy around it. It makes a great statement for either a deck or in the front of your house.
Right. No, it's nice that you have something that's done, so you really can go in there and maybe you don't necessarily have the time, or maybe you just don't have the creativity, so you can buy something that's done and bring it right to your patio, your front door, wherever, and then they have it certainly done for you.
Customers are looking for instant gratification.
More than ever. I think we're so busy. I tend to
exactly
agree to
that. Exactly. Time-starved, and they just want to go in, pick something up, put it out there, and enjoy it.
Okay, Jerry, if you can hang in with us, we're going to go to our first set of commercial message, and we'll be back shortly with more on Modern Design on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your eyes remain, stymie when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pamby's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pamby's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pamby's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I own Mavenhill Designs with two locations, one right here in the Flemington area at 176202 in Ringgoes, New Jersey, right across the highway from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station and right next door to Fred Beans Toyota. New location for me, but wonderful. We have a 6,000 square foot showroom there that I share with Bruce Brodak from Flemington Fan and Lighting. We have all sorts of furniture, accessories, lighting, and everything that you need for your home. I do have a second location if you're near the Short Hills Mall up north at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Again, nice showroom with lots of furniture, accessories, and all sorts of stuff for fall. You're looking for any accessories for fall, things for your house, interesting items, come visit me. My phone number for Mavenhill Designs is 908-884-0770. Well, our show today happens to be on a wonderful gem that I found some years ago right in the Hunterdon County area in White House Station, New Jersey, on Coddington, right near, not too far, actually, if you're on 22, near the wonderful place that used to be the Ryland Inn. You go across there, that's Coddington, and very easy to find once you know. You go around that space and you're in, and you have acres and acres of wonderful things to look at. So why don't you tell us a little bit of what you have on premises right now? I saw all sorts of mums, big mums, small mums, everything related. What else for fall do you have in the nursery right now?
Right. On top of the mums, there's a whole line of pumpkins. There's straw, corn stalks. We do still have lots of fall shrubs out there.
Mm-hmm.
Fall pansies, kale and cabbage. A magnitude, as you pointed out, Rich, a lot of different mums, sizes and colors.
Sure.
Everything from a 14-inch size, and some of the mums, in the next couple of days, they're going to be tri-colored in the pots themselves.
In the pots themselves, wow.
Correct. Some of the larger ones have tri-colored.
Mm.
It's a beautiful effect, and again, they're in deco pots where they're, you know, again, it's designed or upscaled or upgraded, if you will.
I did see some things, and I was curious, and I wanted to wait till I had you on air to ask you some of the questions. I did see some remnants of annuals that were still in the greenhouses, and I wonder if they could work, because I did see It looked like there was portulaca still there.
There is.
Could they, I mean, we're having, it's so misleading right now because the weather is so warm. It's like it's still summer. Could you plant portulacas now? They had gorgeous orange portulacas, and I just redid my all my plants in front of my Maplewood store, and I have a galvanized, a beautiful galvanized bucket with white birch branches in it and tied, and I have something, I have a base to do something. I thought, oh, I wonder if I could have the portulacas, the orange portulacas creeping up, because in the greenhouse they were just thriving and they were so beautiful.
You could still use them, you know, what you just suggested, Rich, is excellent. You mm-hmm. can still use them in planters.
Mm-hmm.
We you know, you can decorate things. I mean, there is no limitations to what you can do with annuals.
Sure.
Now, again, soon the weather, fortunately going into this weekend, it's going to be beautiful fall weather.
Right.
Not, and you can still use these items. We do still have lots of annuals out there.
Right.
And again, the staff here, we have an expert staff that they can plant up different things. And, you know, we experiment with different items.
Sure.
Put things out there and see what the customer response is to that.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about the succulents that you had in your in the greenhouse. So beautiful, and I saw them paired. There was a pot there that was, they had succulents paired with some sort of a vine that was sort of very purple, and the combination of the two was really gorgeous. And I'm thinking about in the spring this year, my biggest seller was succulents. I did a foyer table in the entrance of my Maplewood store and just surrounded it with all different succulents in different planters, and I just sold out of them. Every time I got them in, they went. They seem to be a trending item, don't you think?
They are. They are very trendy. We have expanded our line of those items. We do succulent terrariums, mm-hmm. garden bowls.
Right.
We do really well both wholesale and on our retail division with these. Succulents are very trendy. They're easy to maintain.
Sure.
The customer isn't intimidated as much. And they're, again, low maintenance. And I love them. I think they're one of the great best things you can have both inside and outside.
No, they're very architectural. So let's talk about succulents on the inside. I think that's probably a no-brainer. If you buy a succulent, you can probably buy it at any time of year and always have it in the house, correct?
Absolutely.
Where is the best place to keep a succulent plant or a succulent garden?
Well, I do have them inside my house. I like them as much sun that you can get through the window if you can.
So you want the sunniest spot in the house.
Yeah, I would always think that's probably the best place to put it, although they do thrive with light, you know, artificial light inside. You can pretty much put them anywhere, but I like to put them near the light.
Okay. So you want to start with maybe an interesting container. Lately, I'm just as into containers as I am in what you put in them. I think they can coexist together and become something a little bit different. So let's say you start with, I sell a lot of galvanized buckets and stainless steel and things of that nature. Let's say we get like a galvanized bucket and I want to sort of make a statement on my counter. So not something too big, but on my kitchen counter at the window. If I start with a succulent that's in a sunny spot, do I pair it with other succulents? I've seen that a lot, and I think that's trending, where people do different elements, and it's not just one pot of one thing. It's different things.
Oh, no, you do want to mix them up. I mean, Echeverio is a big succulent that you can put in the center. You can cascade around that.
Uh-huh.
Hens and chicks.
Oh, I love chicks and hens. Chicks and hens, yeah. I
or
love
hens and chicks, whatever.
Okay. No, you know better than I do, for sure.
No, I'm not sure what comes first.
Okay.
Only limited by your own imagination.
Sure.
I mean, pictures, Instagram obviously helps out a lot. But, you know, experiment. Don't be afraid. Go in. Here, we have an expert staff out there. If you come in, we can certainly help you pick a pot.
You know, and I have to say that's very true, and I didn't even bring this up, is that I've come to you for years, and you really do get very knowledgeable people. Anybody that I've just picked out and said, what about this? And they've said, no, don't buy this, buy that, and so on. With the succulent garden, with an internal succulent planter or whatnot, do you have to allow space? It seems to me, and maybe I'm wrong about this, it doesn't seem like the succulents kind of, they stay, but it doesn't seem like they really grow or grow quickly. Is that true or is that not true?
Well, no, they'll grow. They're rooting.
Okay.
You can, and again, there you can, with the hens and chicks, you can take those out. And you can put them in other soils and, you know, grow other, I guess, buds, if that's the term that people
are. Are they easily transplantable?
Absolutely.
So you can. So what we plant today can be relatively close, so it looks beautiful, clustered. But down the road, we can change it out. Is that what you're? So that's what you're saying, as far as that's concerned.
Correct.
And is there any plant that goes with a succulent that would be like a nice accompaniment? I saw a pot. It was just one pot. I don't know if it was a customer for a customer or so on, but it was lots of different succulents, and you know they usually are those beautiful like agave green color. And then they had, and I don't know what this is, but I want to put it in my fall pots. It looks like it's very, 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 very eggplanty purple, and it's got a purple leaf on it. At this time of the year, it's giving off a tiny little flower. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Was it a succulent-looking plant? Because it could be the ranunculus.
Maybe that's what it is, yeah. But the coexisting of them two together in a pot was just striking. I was like, where can I use that? It's really great.
We do stick a lot of air plants in our succulent.
Can you talk to our listeners about air plants? Because that I think it's super interesting, and I don't know how they get their nutrition or nourishment and grow. But I've been reading about air plants, and I don't quite understand how they survive.
Well, they pull from the air that they're around. Also, you do have to spray them to
okay.
keep them content.
Right.
But they don't. You don't need to be in soil with them. You can glue them onto different apparatuses that'll hold on. Very, very low maintenance with an air plant. I mean, you really don't have to do hardly anything. Once in a while, you do have to spray them.
Uh-huh.
And again, they do make nice assortments or accessories with the succulent.
Is there any name of an air plant we could ask for? I don't.
You know, that one I'm stumped on.
Yeah.
I can email you something after the broadcast.
Definitely. So what do you see this year? Like, I think people are getting better and better, maybe because of social media and all these websites and how to do stuff, and you go to Pinterest and you see beautiful pots and great ideas at your fingertips. I think people are getting better at doing their garden pots. I think they're getting more sophisticated. I would say when I was driving into studio here in Flemington to put on our show today, I saw that the pots were changed over seasonally. And I never see one element anymore. Like I used to see in years past, you had a pot and there was a big, either three together, or there was a big mum in a pot and that was it. And the pots I saw today lining the streets of Main Street in Flemington, there was a base mum and they went with the yellow this year. But there were so many other things in the pot that were interesting. They were like, looked like short cattails, and they had something that was purple in there, and there was a lot of visual interest. Do you think that's a trend? Because I kind of consistently see that where there are mixed elements.
Oh, absolutely. And I love that the whole streets of Flemington are great looking.
Yeah, really nice.
Different arrangements in a lot of those pots.
Beautiful.
Same. Yes.
And I saw a pot that didn't have any yellow in it. There were pots on a side street, and they were all in green and purple, and it didn't have any in it. I said, how pretty is that? I've paired for people for fall already. I've done pots where I use white pumpkins this year, and I think white pumpkins are something, or white, something that's not so traditional, but still fall in a way is kind of interesting, because I think sometimes when you take color away from something, you see the shape and the texture more. So I've done purple and green plantings with white pumpkins and put them together in a pot. And I think that they also kind of coexist nicely together.
Nice combination.
Yeah, and interesting and things that are very much different. What about the, I've always been told, for the people that have been on the show that do planting, that a pot has three elements. What is it? It's the thriller, the spiller, and the filler, the carryover.
Right, exactly.
I'm noticing in the past couple of seasons, fall seasons, that the thriller, the top piece, the crescendo, the tall, tends to be more an unusual, interesting things. And one of the things that I see, and I don't know the proper term for them, is either like, I remember when I was a kid, there was something that called them like punks, or things that would grow in a marshy area that were very tall, and they had sort of like a fuzzy thing to them, and those being the center pot of a pot. What are some of the thrillers or tall pieces in a pot, other than maybe just a spike that people are doing these days?
Well, you can put just about anything. I mean, millet grass would be a good centerpiece.
Grasses are amazing.
They are, and also we do have purple fountain grass can be a filler for some of the items.
Wonderful.
And these are great items, even by, you know, standalone by themselves, but let alone putting them in a kind of combination.
Sure.
A recipe for a larger pot.
Sure. What about adding ornamental peppers? I always try to throw some ornamental peppers in with my plantings for fall because I just like that element of surprise in them.
That's a great item. It's got lots of color. They're multicolored most of the time. They're grown up this time it's a red or an orange.
I've seen dark purple. I've seen everything. My question to you about the ornamental peppers is, when you get them in, are they a color and that's the color they become because they're that specific type, or do they just keep changing color like a tomato, which starts out green and then gets to red?
No, they actually start out white.
Okay.
Once they achieve the color, they stay that color.
They stay that color.
Correct.
Yeah, because I saw ones the other day that were this dark plum color, and I thought, wow, how beautiful.
Yeah,
that really
does. There are beautiful ones out there. I mean, the industry does a wonderful job trying to create different colors there. Especially for the fall.
Beautiful. Okay, we're going to take a quick news break, give you a little bit of a chance to have a sip of water, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design after our quick news break.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
10 ships and barges en route over the next 48, continuing to bring generators, emergency power, as well as more additional food and water that's coming in.
FEMA head Brock Long talking to reporters about relief efforts in Puerto Rico. 16 Coast Guard and Navy ships are already on scene providing supplies to the island nation. Long explained more of the cooperation going on between FEMA and the Department of Defense.
We are mobilizing our partners in the DOD. We're putting forward a very robust sustainment force of thousands of people that are mobilizing as we speak to come in to increase emergency communications, fuel distribution.
Republicans outlining their tax reform proposal today. House Republicans will talk reform during a D.C. forum, while President Trump will tout the plan in Indianapolis at a rally this afternoon. The plan will reportedly cut business taxes and increase deductions for individuals. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I'm 75 years old, and I don't eat enough vegetables or fruit, and this is a great thing to do, and it seems that I have more energy. It seems that, I take that, and I take a lot of, blood pressure pills and cholesterol, but my doctor tells me, he said, now you might cut the dosage down on your pills, because what are you taking? I said, Balance of Nature. He said, he didn't know what it was, so I told him, I said, it's fruits and vegetables condensed into little pill form. He goes, well, whatever it is, it's doing you a lot of good.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
A new survey is out showing Americans have one major concern when it comes to the direction of the American economy. Here's Chris Barnes.
The survey released by personal finance website Bankrate.com finds 36% of the people surveyed say the political climate in Washington is a much bigger threat than the next four concerns they had to choose from. 24% saying North Korea the biggest threat, followed by rising interest rates and terrorism, each at 10%. A decline in the stock market does worry 8% of the people surveyed. I'm Chris Barnes.
ISIS and the Taliban are claiming responsibility for a rocket attack on Kabul's airport today as Defense Secretary James Mattis visited Afghanistan. The terrorist groups say they were trying to kill Mattis. Missiles hit the airport hours after Mattis and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg arrived for unannounced meetings with top Afghani officials. Mattis called the attack a war crime but said it didn't faze him. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
The age-old fight between China and Taiwan is sparking up again.
Is Taiwan an independent country or part of China? It's a dispute that's been going on for years, and this week China again warned Taiwan about promoting formal independence, to which Taiwanese officials replied they are already an independent country, so there would be no need to declare independence. Nationalist Chinese forces fled to Taiwan at the end of the Chinese Civil War in 1949. China continues to call the country an inseparable part of Chinese territory, and the argument goes on.
If you have a TV in your child's room, researchers are saying that's not the best thing you could do for them. Here's Mark Mayfield.
A new study says it could lead to sleep and behavior problems and trouble at school. The researchers also found that it leads to greater risk of obesity and video game addiction. The study by Iowa State University was published on Monday and found that children with TV in the bedroom watched programs and played video games that were more violent, increasing levels of physical aggression. It said kids spend over 60 hours a week in front of screens.
Roy Moore accepting victory in Alabama's Republican Senate primary runoff. The former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice said that even though President Trump didn't support his campaign, he will stand behind the president's agenda. Moore said that as long as Trump's agenda is constitutional and supports American culture and society, Moore says he's going to back it. For more of the latest news and a look behind today's headlines, join us online at usaradio.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm very fortunate today to have somebody I wanted to get in studio for a while, and that is Jerry Montervino, and he's with Hyonis Greenhouses, and they're in White House Station, New Jersey, not too far off of Route 22, and a wonderful resource, slightly hidden, but a wonderful resource with the best plants, I think hardier than a lot of places that you go to. Very hardy plants because you're getting them from the source. And Jerry's been very gracious with us in giving us some wonderful ideas of what to plant, new and interesting ideas. Jerry, something happened to me this morning that made me really angry. I'm in a transition period, I think, as most people are, because we're still having summer-like weather. So for me, I usually use October 1st as the sort of, okay, I'm going to take out some of my summer annuals, which are still hanging on, and then go full-on fall. Is that probably different for any person? What do you do in your own house or your yard and so on, where you have wonderful summer flowers? Like, I had to rip out. I buy a lot of things from you guys, and I did for summer at my one of my stores. I did these beautiful cherry red geraniums, and they were so hardy, and they did so well. When I went to do my fall stuff, I kind of had to rip them out, and it was so difficult to let beautiful plants go. How does that go with transition, or do you have any ideas or suggestions about that?
Well, I guess I'm one of these guys that I just leave them in. If they look good, I put them around them.
Right.
I try to get the most value I can out of what I had all year long.
Sure.
And of course, if you've lost some of them or they bloomed out or, you know, but as you point out, the weather has been unseasonal. So
right.
These annuals are doing, they're thriving, they're doing great. I just took my, as a matter of fact, on the deck over the weekend, my wife and I took out a lot of stuff that we didn't want, but we left a lot in there.
Yeah.
And planted, you know, some kale and cabbage and some of the planters and so forth, smaller items. Felicia also, we planted some of that in there. So I try to blend in what I already had and add new to it.
That's a very good selection. You know, a suggestion, I should say. I want you to talk about that plant, Celosia. When I look at that plant, now I like that so much. Years ago, I would say probably in the late 90s, I used to like when it came to fall and Christmas time, I would always get cut what was called coxcomb. And they kind of look like a lasagna noodle, but like with like a velvety texture. Often they were in the burgundies and the darker colors, and I would put them in the foyer, and they would last forever. And I really liked the way they looked. And then they disappeared for a while. And then this year when I was going to do my my pots in my stores, both my stores actually, the one out in Ringo's also, I kept seeing this plant everywhere, the Celosia. Celosia. And I thought to myself, well, this kind of looks like coxcomb. So I bought it in both stores, and I found it in sort of like a terracotta orangey shade, and I did a ton of them, and I grouped them all together. I think they're strikingly beautiful.
Makes a great statement in the fall. We have two different varieties out here right now. We have what's called a twisted variety, Intensa. Both are really striking. Vibrant reds, oranges, and there is also a purple color.
Yeah, no.
And they last for a while. You can go, obviously, the first frost is better, but.
Sure.
They are very good in, you know, standalone by themselves or mixed in arrangement.
You know, that's the thing. They have so much architecture to them. I bought. In my Maplewood store, I have three very big black rectangular planters that are on a beautiful retaining wall, and then I have a little courtyard. And they were so, they make such a statement. I decided not to add anything to them, and you just have these blocks of this beautiful orange color and all this architecture. I just think they're such an interesting plant. Are they related to the coxcomb? Are they a different plant, or is that just another name for them? Or
you know, it's related. The coxcomb is more of the summer or the spring
okay.
varieties.
Okay.
But if you look at the ones that look like these Nintendos, they're somewhat close to that same style or that same look, if you will.
To me, that's the plant of 2017 fall is the Celosa. I see it everywhere I go and in different colors. But I tell you, in both stores, I loved it so much. I did it in pots in Maplewood as standalone, which looks amazing. And then in my store in Ringo's, I did it as my centerpiece. And then I'm going to put other things around it. Maybe just pair it with some gourds and stuff, some visual interest. But it's so interesting. You don't kind of want to take away from the way it looks because it's very architectural.
No, great idea as far as putting other, gourds around there. Also cascading off the end of the planters or outside the planters, ivy of some sort.
That sounds very nice.
Variegated or regular ivy.
Let's talk about a little bit more about the Celosa. What is the maintenance for that? It's been so hot. I've been noticing the only thing is I'm really watering it every day, very heavy before I leave because it's just been so hot. What's the best environment for it?
Well, probably not this hot, but as long as you're watering it as often as possible and keeping the roots wet, you don't want to moisten it too much on the top because you can spray it on top, but you basically want to make sure that the roots are wet.
Yeah, I've been doing it at the roots because the plant is kind of tall and heavy, and I thought if I keep waterlogging the top, it maybe will separate or flop. I don't know if that's appropriate.
They're probably the right idea. Don't want it top heavy, if you will.
So it's best just because of these 80, 90 degree days just to keep it from the root very wet. Any other plant? Yeah. Here's something that I absolutely love, and I only found about last year. And this is, and I saw that you had it, and you actually had it in an interesting combination, pansies for the fall. I don't think people think of pansies for the fall. I think people think of pansies for early spring when the winter is over, and they want to put something in for Easter or, maybe in March, and they want to have some seasonal color, and they'll go out and get those beautiful purple and yellow pansies, and they'll put them in the pot because they're hardy if it's still cold. But just as you can do that in the transition of spring, pansies are a great thing for the fall, aren't they?
Oh, it's a fabulous item. But again, standalone, just putting it in ground by itself or in planters. I mentioned before that we have our apple combos. We put the pansies as well as kale and cabbage with the spike in the middle in three different kinds of bombs. It's a great statement.
Now, just the way you're describing it, maybe I should go get one myself. That sounds terrific.
We have plenty of them here, Rich.
You know what I saw that I liked?
I'd love to have you come down, sir.
I kind of copy things, sorry, but I'm very observant, and I call my phone a camera because that's my opportunity when I get inspired by something. I just click and click and click and click at night, put them on the computer, and I save those images. So a couple of years ago, I was in my neighbor's garden, and she had orange pansies. I said, I didn't know pansies came in orange. That is so cool looking. They're hardy and they're beautiful, and you don't expect orange. So I've been looking this season for orange pansies because the yellow and the purple seem very springy to me. But the orange pansies are amazing. And you had, not only did you have some orange pansies, but you had orange and purple in one pot. And I love, my single favorite color, fall color combination is orange and purple together. And I noticed you had some pansies, the pots, and they were very reasonable, and they were in orange and purple together.
The mixed colors in one pot, there's quite a few of those.
Now, they're not one plant. They're two separate plants in one little pot, right?
In one pot, but two different colors.
Two different colors. What a beautiful combination. In fact, this weekend, I'm going to take out my pots. I have a gate and the entrance, and I'm going to replace them. I'm going to buy some. Oh, I better not say this on the here. No, there'll be none left. You have to say, save me some orange and purple pansies.
We'll put some away.
So once I put them in on October 1st, let's say. How long do I have with those pansies? Are they pretty, because I'm going to put them in an environment where they have other things around them and they're somewhat protected. Will they last until I put stuff greens in for Christmas?
Again, frost is the enemy for almost all of them.
Everything, okay.
Yeah. The only good thing about those, if you cut them back, there's a good possibility, because they're called hardy pansies.
Okay.
They could come back in the spring.
Mm.
But again, we don't. It's not a perennial. They could reseed themselves to come back in.
Jerry, we're going to take one last commercial break. I ask you to hang in there with us, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My guest today is Jerry Montervino with Hyonis Greenhouses, and we're talking about all things fall, plantings, and wonderful things that you can do to make the outside of your house sing for the fall. I want to talk a little bit about what is deer resistant, and that's always sort of a funny thing because I guess nothing is truly deer resistant. But maybe for fall plantings, if you're in a deer run, as I am, where I live out in Tewksbury Township, New Jersey, to try to find something that is going to be good and last you the season because the deer aren't going to gobble it up. Anything that's sort of deer resistant, or all the annuals are pretty much fair game?
Well, Richie started out by saying there is no plant that's entirely deer resistant. I always say deers, sometimes they just don't make plants their first choice.
Right.
Mums seem to be, I don't want to say they're deer resistant, but mums seem to be one of the items they don't tend to eat as quickly.
Right. You know what? They eat them, but not as quickly. I would say that's true. I wonder why that is.
Well, unfortunately, too, the rabbits will get them. They'll start messing with them, rip them out, and then they won't find them tasteful, but they've already done the damage.
Yeah.
They've already started that. There is no one particular plant that I can say to you that, again, when you go into your garden center or wherever you're buying, make sure that you talk to your, you know, the people who are there, the staff. Also, if this is any help at all, the industry, we spend a lot of time making care tags for the consumer to read.
Right.
And these care tags do tell you, you know, what's deer resistant. They also be very helpful to tell you how to plant, how far apart to plant, you know, and so forth. That's probably the best advice I could give when it comes to deer resistant.
I tell you what I started to do, and I wonder if this is interesting, you know, for you. I created niches or places that I could do wonderful things for fall that were high up enough or out of the way enough so that I could have some flowers. So what I did is I created sort of a garden gate entrance with 2 6-foot stanchions, and then did a pot on that was awfully tall so I can have wonderful mums and wonderful things that are delicious to deer, but I can have them displayed. But in my lower areas, what I started to do was actually go to a place like yourself and get a bunch of gorgeous gourds and things of that nature and put them in the low spots where they really weren't going to touch the gourds per se. So you had all the seasonal color on top, or you know, things that are sort of out of the way and hidden, and then you have a balance with gourds and pumpkins.
Great idea. Deer are going to come on there, but you kind of set up a boundary where it kind of keeps them away from it.
Definitely. Set up perches, spots, things that are hard to get to, and then be able to do your wonderful pots with just what you want in those, and then supplement in the pots. Do you ever see a gorgeous like black urn, and then it's full of different, maybe it has a pumpkin in the center, and then beautiful gourds all around? That's amazing looking, right?
Absolutely.
Another thing I like to do is to do stacked pumpkins, and I've talked about this on the show before, where you go to a place like you and get 3 wonderful pumpkins, use a dowel, and then stack them together and then tie some bittersweet around them. And you can create some things in those pots where you have a deer run, and then just have other spots where you can throw the mums and the other seasonal things in.
Again, excellent ideas.
Yeah, definitely.
So again, there's no limitations to the creativity that you can fall.
Anything
as well as anything.
Yeah, anything that you've seen that you're like, oh, I'm going to try this or something. I always like to do what's outside of my comfort zone. I like to do things that are unusual. I like to mix vegetables if I can. One of the things I learned last year, which I really liked, we had on one of the seasonal shows we had the lovely lady, her name escapes me, that owns the Sandy, that owns the Garden Gate, and she said to me she likes to put Swiss chard in her fall pots. And I said, Swiss chard? She says, it's a great centerpiece. And then she puts Swiss chard in the center, and then she uses orange pansies around it with a Swiss chard. And she said, that's a great sort of a thriller. And I thought, what an interesting idea.
Oh, it sounds like a great idea. I know Sandy also, and I respect whatever. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Let her know.
I didn't even know that was, and you and I are of Italian descent. I'm like, oh, Swiss chard, I love that. It's like a good side dish for me. But I guess you can have it for the season and cut it down at the end. A Swiss chard, I would think, would grow pretty fast, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. That would be a fast grower.
Yeah, very much a fast grower. Any other sort of thing that you'd want to put in the center, or maybe just ideas you saw this year for fall that were kind of interesting?
You know, I like tall things in the center because I think it draws attention to.
Yeah, it's drama, right?
I mean, exactly. Yeah. You know, I don't want to go back to the millet or the purple fountain grasses. We put in the spikes. We do the red star design. We do the dracaena spikes. We make them, and they're very tall.
Right.
Make good statements there.
I did last year. I found an orange Shasta grass. I haven't been able to find it this year. It sort of had orange tips. So I did pots that were like a cobalt blue, you know, that glazed cobalt blue. And I did orange Shasta grasses in the middle, then 3 different types of orange mums. And then I did the, in between the mums, I did the ornamental peppers. And that was just a cool combination. But I think you have to use your own creativity and also what works with your house and stuff. Two questions I have left for you because we have about 4 minutes left. And one is, what in general does well in the sun now that we're in the fall? What does well in sun?
Well, as far as perennials, you have sedums that do well.
Oh, I love sedums, but the deer seem to love them, huh?
The autumn joys are fabulous. And of course, the mums, kale and cabbage does well.
Is it better to plant a mum in a pot or in the soil? Someone told me they don't do as well directly in the soil as they do in a pot.
Well, the industry, we do call them hardy mums.
So okay.
Technically, you could have them come back. I personally like to put them in the pot.
I want to talk about that because I have an argument with people all the time.
Uh-oh.
And no. This is very, I think it's a good thing. It's very interesting. So people say to me, oh, a mum is an annual. And I said, no, you're wrong. A mum is a perennial. Who's right?
It is a perennial. The industry calls them hardy mums.
Right.
because they don't. I mean, we hope they come back, but we don't. We don't. You're right. They're a perennial. I'm going to stop right there.
No, no, no. It's true. So I am right. So they are a perennial. The one thing I will say, and I have done this as an experiment, I said, let me just leave them and see what happens. My mums always came back, but I find that in year two, or if you made it to year three, they get a little bit leggy the second year.
Do you cut them when you, at the end of the season, do you cut them all the way back down to the soil?
No, because I was afraid that that would kill it, because that that the shock in combination with the cold weather would kill it. So, if, in fact, you really taught me something. So, at the end of the season, if I have them in the ground, let's say I have them at, you know, my driveway entrance and the base and the planters, if I cut them back and let them small, then they will come back.
Well, they have. Here's my logic.
Okay.
When you cut something back down to the soil,
mm-hmm.
the roots are not trying to feed something that's up there.
Uh-huh.
The roots are generally going to go dormant.
Okay.
And they're not trying to, you know, even at the end, they're still trying to produce stuff for the remnants that's up top.
Sure.
So I don't know whether it's what you're supposed to do, but I generally just cut things back to the soil.
You know, I was at a relative's for Thanksgiving, and the woman did something I thought was so smart. She had the all different mums in her beds, and they looked amazing. And then on Thanksgiving, she took all the mums, and she cut all the flowers off, and she made her centerpiece out of it. And then what was left was the base, and the next year she had flowers that came back right in her garden, mums that came back in her garden.
Then whatever she did there, she did it right, and it came back with success.
Amazing. I just thought that was so cool. So they definitely are a perennial. Now, what does well in shade? I would say probably as far as annuals, probably pansies would be a good shade flower, no?
Violas are good.
Okay.
As far as, the, you know, the impatient obviously is one number one shade mm-hmm. annual. Hostas do well in shade as well as ferns.
Uh-huh.
Perennials.
Any chance of doing a hosta in a pot? I came from a place years ago that had a hosta garden in northern New Jersey, and it was so beautiful. But to me, hostas where I live are candy. And, you know, the variegated hostas, the foliage, the leaves themselves are so beautiful that you could have a garden and the flowers never come out on the hostas, and I would be happy because if you plant them right, the foliage is absolutely stunning. But I gave up because hostas are just not going to work. They're just like candy to deer, I think.
Go back to your question, putting them in a pot or a planter.
Yeah.
Fabulous idea. I have one on my deck that's been...
Oh, you do?
I do, and it's huge. It's probably in an 18-inch pot.
Mm.
I cut it all the way back. I stick it under the deck for the winter.
Right.
I think I'm into my fifth year with it.
Has there anything that you've been that you ever tried that you just said, oh, my God, this is a beautiful plant. As soon as it gets to where I want it to be, the deer knock it down. Anything that you say you gave up on?
Not really. I mean, I live, I have deer, I have all kinds of critters out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If they do get, take something down, I'll either replant it or I'll put something else out there. You know what? It's just part of the natural side.
It is. It's natural. And I think you get a feel for what works in your garden, and that sometimes that takes time.
When they do it.
No.
Just move on.
I had a beautiful white geranium that I left in the center of my courtyard on the side, and it was lit clean this morning. I was not a happy camper. Jerry, believe it or not, our hour has ended. You've given us so many good ideas. If you can just give us your information one more time where Hyonis is located.
Hyonis is at 4 Coddington Road, White House Station, New Jersey. And on Route 22, in the center of the aisle, there is a little
sign,
garden.
Right?
There's a little garden there that has Hyonis sign on there. So as you go by, even if you don't stop, you can look at the flowers that we do have.
Wonder.
Some of the flower season.
It's very, very good idea. And just your website one more time.
Sure. It's hyonisgreenhouses.com.
Wonderful. Jerry, you were very generous to do this. I really appreciate it. I learned a lot. Thank you for being our guest on Modern Design today.
I appreciate you having me, Rich.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay, listeners, I thought it was a terrific show. We're going to continue the series of fall gardening, have a wonderful show set up for next week, which I will promote on social media during the week. And I look forward to seeing you again every Wednesday here on another edition of Modern Design. Thank you all, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
10 ships and barges en route over the next 48, continuing to bring, you know, generators, emergency power, as well as more additional food and water that's coming in.
FEMA head Brock Long talking to reporters about relief efforts in Puerto Rico. 16 Coast Guard and Navy ships are already on scene providing supplies to the island nation. Long explained more of the cooperation going on between FEMA and the Department of Defense.
We are mobilizing our partners in the DOD. We're putting forward a very robust sustainment force of thousands of people that are mobilizing as we speak to come in to increase emergency communications, fuel distribution.
Republicans outlining their tax reform proposal today. House Republicans will talk reform during a D.C. forum, while President Trump will tout the plan in Indianapolis at a rally this afternoon. The plan will reportedly cut business taxes and increase deductions for individuals. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I'm 75 years old, and I don't eat enough vegetables or fruit, and this is a great thing to do, and it seems that I have more energy. It seems that, I take that, and I take a lot of, blood pressure pills and cholesterol, but my doctor tells me, he said, no, you might cut the dosage down on your pills, because what are you taking? I said, Balance of Nature. He said, he didn't know what it was, so I told him, I said, it's fruits and vegetables condensed into little pill form. He goes, well, whatever it is, it's doing you a lot of good.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's